From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Imagine boarding an international flight with carry-on luggage in your hand, stuffed with items so valuable no one can even price them. That's exactly what two Americans did this week when they returned a coin collection to China. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai on how some small pieces of Chinese history returned home.
Paramilitary police drill outside the Shanghai Mint. They're stationed here because it's a money-making plant, literally. It's also a museum, and today it received a new welcome donation, one hand carried over from the US with far less security. It was brought over by Gordon Bowker, one of the founders of Starbucks, and his cousin Carolyn Bowker. They decided to donate part of their grandfather's coin collection.
There really is no better place for the coins to be. They would have much less interest to scholars and to the public anywhere else in the world, so it's a natural thing for them to be in Shanghai where they originated.
Their grandfather, Howard Bowker, served in the U.S. Navy and was stationed in China in 1923. He taught himself Chinese, Japanese, and Korean and began collecting coins as a hobby, which married two of his greatest passions.
He was fascinated by Chinese history. He had a big background in money. He was a purser, he was a paymaster, and he liked money. I think he just liked to count it.
His extraordinary coin collection reflects the past 2,000 years of Chinese history. Its earliest piece, a coin mold dating back to 200 BC, the reign of China's unifier and first emperor Qin Shi Huang. Michael Chu is from the iAsia Group, which runs an auction house specializing in Asian coins. He's been researching the collection for 2 years, and he describes how the mold produces many coins at once.
They put very hard metal into this mold, and then coin tree comes out of this coin mold, and they break off the coin off the tree individually. So when someone tells you money does not grow on trees, actually does in China.
I mean, something like that, how much would that be worth?
It's very hard to say because most of these things are never sold because in China they're considered national treasures.
And every coin in the collection has its own story, like the copper dollar featuring a sailing junk over three flying birds. This was the first national coinage for the whole of China. Previously, coins were issued regionally, and it wasn't made until 1932. It was designed in the US by the Philadelphia Mint. It's a testament to the chaos of China's recent history and the flow of valuables beyond its borders that the Shanghai Mint Museum didn't have a single example of this historic coin. Zhang Yuechin from the museum is visibly emotional.
We had the mold, but we didn't have a coin. But the coin has finally come home. It's as if, after 80 years, a mother is reunited with her child. It's a miracle. The friendship between China and America is embodied in this coin.
The bequest, including a library, was originally left to the Smithsonian, where Howard Bowker had worked as a curator. But the museum has no curator of Asian coins, so his descendants decided the collection would be better served and more accessible elsewhere. The restitution of valuables to their point of origin is an increasing trend, though in this case, the coins were bought legitimately, not looted. Carolyn Bowker says American institutions could lose out.
But I don't think there's a passion in the American history for learning about some of the ancient, whether it's coins or other artifacts. And so to have them returned to where the passion is, it just makes total sense to me.
More than 100 coins were handed over today, but the entire collection consists of more than 5,000 coins. The family is planning to give other donations to various Chinese museums. So today's move is just the start of a process of return. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.